And we're back. You're listening to Lulu Sun Out Loud, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian. We have our thruple and we still have our guest from the last episode.
Hello.
Welcome back, Coco Puff.
Coco! Thank you. Thanks for having me. Again.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Puff. All right. Well, today's topic is what gets you going in life? You know, there's so much crazy in the world. I just wanted to take a little reflection and think positively for once.
Novel concept. I'm here for it.
Yes. Let's do it. Yes. So who wants to go first and share what brings you joy in life?
Sure. I'll go ahead and start. I have an affinity for food and shelter. I find that gives me a good reason to get out of bed and make
food
sure
and
I
shelter?
Continue
that
to have
sense?
Food and
That's
shelter.
That's important.
Yes, it is important.
But it's a little joke based off of how I really feel about this, which is like if you don't have kids, what is the passion that gets you going out of bed?
Yeah.
Right? Because I would at least hope that if you have kids, you don't really have like a, oh, I don't want to do this. Sorry, get up, get out of bed, go take care of your stuff. Right? I'm reliable for myself. Like I know I'm just fine. So there's no like burning passion of I've got to get out and hit today with the strong face and give it the good old college try. It's maintenance. Maintaining.
Here's what I envision when you get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, this is
I envision something that looks a little bit like a soggy burrito kind of rolling off the side of the bed and like, okay, I'm up now.
I will say it.
That momentum just keeps you going.
I'm not a stranger to my snooze button.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'm also slower in the morning. So yeah, soggy burrito.
Slower than you are now? That's amazing.
Ouch. Thank you for that.
Well, I like a clean house. There's nothing I like to clean before we go out of town, and coming home to a clean house from vacation means more than I still love a clean house when I come home from work.
I do love that. And that smell. Do you have somebody who cleans your house or do you do it all?
Somebody does come once a month.
Okay.
And I do like that smell because it's like almond.
Mm. It depends what they use, but I just like clean. If I walk in, like you were saying, if I walk in and that house is clean and it smells clean and whatever.
Life feels better.
Yeah.
Everything feels better.
My mind feels clean.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. If my outside environment is decluttered and organized, it really truly helps my inside environment 100%. Be healthier, better.
A clutter-free house is also amazing.
I'm
different than being clean.
Yeah. I'm sure I've said something about this at some point in our episodes, but the show Hoarders.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. When I just think about that, it gives me the willies.
Especially,
I can't even
go take a shower.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with what gets you going every day?
Well,
it's not what gets her going.
Because that's what gets Lulu going.
That's
is
right.
Having
a clean house.
Yes. Not being a hoarder. Being having a clean house. I love that.
So Harry is taking this very literally of what gets you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
Like what gives you passion to attack a new day?
Mm. Yeah.
I also enjoy coming home to a made bed. I don't jump out of bed thinking, hey, let me make my bed. So when I come home later, it'll be, you know, that's just a thing.
Like everything's tucked in and crisp and just flat, like there's no fingerprints.
It doesn't have to be perfect. So we don't use a comforter. So we have the fitted sheet and then we each have a nice comfy blanket, right? So the blankets are folded. Sure, like run your hands over the sheet so it's taut, but it doesn't have to be hospital corners or anything like that. It's just some sort of organization.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I don't care about making the bed.
I used to. Years ago, that was my thing. But since I've met my husband, because he doesn't give a shit about the bed, I've calmed down a little bit.
No, my husband cares very deeply. I only make the bed because he cares. And honestly, if he's not in town, I don't make the bed.
Yeah.
It seems like there's two types of people here and they marry each other.
seriously.
Did I take the subject in a different way than you guys did?
It doesn't matter even if
I think
because it still makes you happy.
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
What gets you going?
For me, it's a healthy dose of anxiety.
Really?
if it's in the literal way that Harry
Reid. If it's
Reid
in the literal, like, how do you get out of bed in the morning? Yeah.
So how does anxiety get you going?
I don't want to fail. I don't want to be reprimanded. I think it's my trauma.
Jesus. Yeah, that's like a lot to drink at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That is the I think like the background of where what that type of anxiety is that like I like to succeed. I like to be winning. I like to be ahead. I like to be, obviously I'm not great at being on time, but but when I am, it feels good. And I get verbal gold stars. I also like getting in life verbal gold stars.
So like feedback and reinforcement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But
encouragement. I get that.
I have a praise kink for sure.
But being
tell me I'm good.
You're just, you are productive.
Yeah.
But
eager
I think
to get
that,
things done.
I think there can be a healthy dose of anxiety that is,
well, yes.
It
well,
motivates
any job.
You. It's like, it's so, like,
it's called eustress, right? Like it's yeah. positive stress that motivates you and serves you well.
I allow myself for sure to have a healthy level of that.
Yeah.
To keep me going. If I don't do it XYZ and do it now, then I'm going to fail. I'm going to miss a deadline and things aren't going to be good. But that's what helps me. And then because of that, I'm on my shit. I get verbal gold stars. I do well. I get accolades. I get promotions. I get, you know, my kids are happy. My friends are happy. I make people smile. So those things, all those positive reinforcements are things I remind myself of too. I think that's really what gets me going. I gift myself a little anxiety to remember that I need that positive reinforcement and I deserve it and I work hard and I'm a good person. So that's going to come.
And gosh darn it, people like you.
Thanks, babe.
You know,
you know what's important? I like me.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what's important.
Yeah. It's funny because thinking about, I was sitting here and thinking of this in the most literal of terms of like what literally makes me get up in the morning. And I just don't think. I know that sounds weird, but
you're on autopilot.
Because if I start to think, I won't get out of bed. So I literally just get up because I've learned this over the years. I work out in the mornings, so if I overthink it and I think, oh, well, maybe I don't need to exercise today, then I give myself and the math that I can do in the morning is astounding, down to the second. Yes, because I'm like, okay, if I give myself 7 minutes and 45 seconds, then I can still get up and like somehow I become like some sort of math savant. So I just cannot allow myself to think. And then I just get out of bed, get up,
and
start going.
Yes. And go.
And what do you do with that extra 7 minutes and 45 seconds?
Well, if I start thinking about it, I sleep. You can log some good quality sleep in 7 minutes.
You're not telling me anything. I don't know.
So you're ignoring that little voice that's telling you, hey.
I have to.
Just chill.
I have to.
You don't have to do this.
Because otherwise, if I hit the snooze, if I do anything like that, I'm not getting up.
That is skill, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That took practice.
Shut down those voices in my head.
You go.
Thanks.
Verbal stars.
I gave you verbal stars.
Thank you.
I'm not doing myself any harm by snoozing in or getting to the office whenever I do that day. So that's like an accepted part of my schedule.
Yeah.
So it's
I get up and exercise. That's the difference. Oof. Because if I don't get up at that time, then I don't have
time. Are you 5 a.m. club?
No, I used to be. I'm not anymore. I don't have to be anymore because I work at home. But when I used to go into an office, I used to be 4:45 or 5 o'clock.
Same. Ugh. That's me.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So, but if I think about during the course of the day, the things that really light me up and bring me joy, I love being given the opportunity to get creative and brainstorm.
Yes.
Like, let's just, years ago when I was going through kind of what I would call like a reckoning with my career and I was thinking about the possibilities and what I might want to do, I was like, gosh, if I could only just be in a think tank. Yeah. I would love to just sit around and think about ways to
and just ooze brilliance all day.
And just like come up with ideas of how to do things and ways to solve problems all day.
See, and I do that unnaturally knowing that I'm doing that.
Yeah. And I do too. But like, how cool would it be if people were like, okay, listen.
Paying us to our random thoughts.
And here's what I envision. So like, they're like, okay, we've got this thing and it's got all of this mildew that has grown in the crack. How do we clean this effectively? And I'm like, I have a brilliant idea.
Baking soda, peroxide, and
a toothbrush.
Yes.
Yes.
Saving the world.
That's, yes, exactly.
But you just need time and space to think.
Right.
That's what you need.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, as much as my animals annoy me, I really love their head bonks.
Oh, that's a very simple. I love. Okay, now I see our clearer direction where we're going with this. That is like a gift. That is a gift when especially because you have cats, right?
Yeah.
They don't love everybody.
Yeah.
They barely love us.
Dude, so. The younger one loves so much, his mama.
It's so much more meaningful because they don't love everyone.
Yeah.
You're the only one getting head bonks, huh?
Yeah. The younger one actually gives me hugs. He's aggressive with them. It's unnatural. But yeah, he has a routine. I get up in the morning, get ready for work. He walks me to my shower. He jumps on the countertop, gives me a bonk, and then he needs a hug before he, oh he leaves.
My gosh. Now, I know how you struggle with hugs. Are you okay with his hugs?
I mean, he's pretty forceful.
Personal space only applies to other people.
Okay. Yeah. Animals are okay. Yeah. They're clear. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, because you know his intentions.
Yeah. Oh. But he can get real aggressive. Mm. Too many hugs.
So, Harry, what else lights you up? During the course of the day, if you could spend your entire day doing one thing, what would it be?
I don't think I've ever actually given myself the freedom to seriously consider
it. Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. You need a think tank. Like spicy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like an empty air tank with, you know, a hummingbird flying around up there. I find myself thinking all the time. I would love to just kind of take a break from that. Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't, that's never really, because like I've had a job since I was 13. I've generally been self-reliant as long as I can remember. So that's just kind of what's ingrained. Like the bullet points that I have for what gets me going are, I have a strong desire not to be reliant on anyone.
There's
not an area of my life that is not taken care of and under control. So I kind of feel like I'm good.
That sounds very responsible.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the fun and the happiness?
tell me about it.
I'm just curious.
I'm only here to be analyzed by you three.
Let's talk about
we
that.
We need another episode for this.
One is generous.
What's another bullet point on there for you?
Besides what I actually wrote down about, I have a strong affinity for food and shelter. I'm a provider.
Okay.
And that's a role that I take seriously.
Oh. Now,
kids are not a factor in that. I'm responsible for Miss Reed. I'm responsible for our general well-being. And that's something that's always at the forefront of my decision-making. Mm-hmm. It's a reason why I stayed at a job that I certainly had no interest being at, you know, because it's a stable source of income. And I've always considered myself the stable one to let her be the free spirit. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of how I am.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit in our Breadwinners podcast and then also the Corporate America podcast. And
well, that was a raw episode.
This is it like therapy for us.
It is. And you know what? Another thing that brings me joy is this podcast.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because, that could be on my list. Therapy. I look forward to this. And frankly, like I don't enjoy many things that happen outside of the walls of my house. Like that's where my happy spot is.
Yeah.
I've never once like tried to bail on this podcast. So
yeah.
That's a true statement.
We need you.
Yeah.
Big compliment.
And a lot of us, we're like introverted extroverts too, right? Because we make time for this. And otherwise, we'd rather be alone being introverts, except when we talk to strangers, which I'm one of our previous podcasts.
By the way, on that note, I was out at a concert with a friend and tried talking to like four different groups of strangers. And it did not go well. Like I was shocked. For the first time in my life, I thought, oh my God, this is how it is. Like when I'm just out with Miss Reed and talking to someone at random in a bar or something, like it's not always welcome.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It was just generally met with like either I wasn't heard, and I realized that that's something that I generally deal with. Like I don't either enunciate or make it clear that I'm talking to someone who may not be expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it, I think I only
crickets.
Talked to two of the people and it was a pretty quick, not going to go anywhere.
Mm. Okay. That was in one night or one place?
Yeah, that was between a bar that we were at before a concert at Toyota Center and then in line.
As the
through.
Extrovert here, I'm going to prescribe you more situations, social situations, in different settings, with different people.
You know what? If you can
and
make that happen within
tribe.
The walls of my home.
that would be great.
Okay,
that brings him joy, being in the
great.
Walls of his home.
I get that.
Thank
I
you for
that.
Inviting me. I'm bringing all my friends.
Yeah. We'll be there.
There we go.
We'll be there. No, you didn't invite me? That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I will say it was funny when you were talking about that and saying how much you enjoy being at home, because I do too. And I think I started working from home about 6 years ago, and it takes a lot for me to get out of the house anymore. I love being at home. It's my favorite place to be. And, you know, Agent J will be there with me. We'll have fun. We play a lot of games, board games. That's cool. Super fun.
I love
for
Rummy
me too.
Cube.
I do too.
Oh my gosh, we should favorite. Have a Rummy Cube night.
Do you have the app or do you play the board
no,
game?
No, the board. Oh, the tiles.
We got the app because the folks that had the game that we used to play moved out of town and we were devastated. And I realized there was an app. It was mind blowing. So we play that. We play a lot of Sorry, which was a throwback from when we were kids.
I was like, it's I remember
so much
that.
Fun.
So you like offline entertainment?
You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm
fun.
A big board game fan myself.
Yeah. It's classic. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you like being at home, but I like alone time. Alone time
you
is
You do like
awesome.
Alone time. I like, and I like the way you like alone time. Like you will go and sit at the bar by yourself and have some drinks, have some dinner by yourself.
Uh-huh.
I think that's awesome.
A little treat yourself moment.
Yeah. And just like, I appreciate that too. I would like to do that more often, to be honest.
What does it mean to you having alone time like that? Because you're in social situations. You're going out. Is it for socializing by yourself or is it just?
No, it's literally alone time because again, I don't have kids. I have four kids, but they're still needy, right? They still, my husband is needy sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that the first like, X minutes of your alone time are truly just like you being alone before you reach out to someone random at a bar?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sometimes I don't talk to strangers.
But you watch everything.
I observe.
Like I know you like to be by yourself, but I can also see it also being this fascination with other people. Like you really like to watch people.
And I come up with scenarios in my head. That brings me joy.
Yeah.
That is
pretending what their story is.
Yeah. I love you. I really do. This is therapy. Learning so much more about you guys.
Couldn't have done it with a different group.
True.
That's right.
True, true.
You know what else I really love? I really, really love to fuck with people.
Oh, yeah. You sure do.
I do.
You sure
oh,
do.
Oh, my God, I do. Like, if somebody, not anybody in this room, but like, if somebody were to tell me they don't like to be hugged, guess what's going to happen?
We've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I have come to realizations that I just have to hug you. So I've let that guard down.
You don't have to hug me. Just let me hug you.
Okay. I mean, if you've noticed, you definitely hug me a lot harder than I hug you back.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
I do love you.
I'm okay with that.
Spicy, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
You know me.
Hug it out.
Bring it on.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, there is nothing that I love more than like planning a big, like, to scare somebody. I love scaring
Yeah, you've
people.
Said that many times. Yeah.
Are you,
it's a real thing.
But she's never done that.
Did you launch any April Fool's Day pranks this year, Spicy?
You know, I haven't actually, but I'm glad you said that because I need to go and watch some of those.
Oh, yeah.
My. What, like YouTube highlight clips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I had one plan, but didn't follow through on that. I was going to drywall over that dude's door at the office.
You said that. You texted me that. And I there was a big part of me that was a little sad you didn't do that.
Me too.
But I was also afraid you might lose your job.
So messing with other people brings you joy.
It does.
Legitimate joy.
It does. You know what it is that inevitably, I laugh hysterically, which is not the point, but they always end up like, I don't do anything.
You like to make people happy too.
I like to make people laugh.
This is how you do it.
Yes. And so really scaring somebody. And it's like that moment, like they get like, oh, but then there's inevitably
relief.
A breakdown and laughter and just like a stress release.
Because trauma.
No, because I like to traumatize
You like
people.
Trauma bonding with people.
That's right. Exactly. That's what this comes down to.
So you like messing with anyone or only people that you really, really, really like?
I think it's that. Like people
you
love.
Yeah. It's totally people that really matter to me.
Cool.
If I'm messing with you, it's That's you know love. I
it's
care
out
about
of love.
You.
Yeah. I get that.
Has anyone ever farted?
Oh yeah.
After you've scared them?
Oh.
I don't know. And to be honest, I might not have noticed because I am always laughing so hard that I'm like crying, so I can't even
You're farting too.
Yeah.
Farting all the time.
My new dog that I told you guys about recently. Mm-hmm. Farts all the time. You guys.
Does it stink or is
Audible.
It just air?
Yeah.
No,
it's just stinks. Sound.
Oh, no, it stinks.
Dog
it
farts stinks. Are disgusting.
And it's so loud.
So she's are cat farts.
It's because of the food.
She farted in her own mouth the other day. What? She was licking her butt and she farted.
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
This also sorry. Gave you joy.
It did. Sorry. I digress. I'm taking us very much off track. I apologize.
You could have made serious money if you were filming that.
I know. Yeah. That's right.
I think maybe TikTok pays by the 1,000 views.
So. I'm going to start to jar them. I could sell them online. I guarantee you. There's
well,
a market
there's,
for
that. There's definitely got a kink for dog fart jars.
There's a market for absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's sure. called like Rule 34. Like anything can be porn. Anything can like turn any literally anything. Yeah, you that's go. Your that can be your thing.
I believe okay. that's the oldest rule of the internet, is it not?
Another thing that brings me joy is my veggie garden. I get to escape. I go outside and I just lose myself and not think about anything, honestly. That's the only time when I have silent time.
Well, you know, and it's interesting too, because you have the most collected, kept garden I have ever seen. Like, it is meticulous.
It's been a little messy lately.
Well, I think it's all relative. But like, tying into what you were saying earlier about the no clutter and coming back to a clean house, like, yeah, there's definitely a theme there.
You're right. I would not be okay with weeds. I went through a period of time of sadness earlier this year, and I let my garden go, and it honestly looked like shit. There was weeds everywhere, and I was just so not in my mental space.
Interesting.
I went outside, and I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed. I can't deal with this. Like, and it went on for months. But luckily, I have dug
You've
myself
rallied.
Out of this. Yeah,
absolutely. That's a process too. Right. It feels better now that you can look back on that time and see your progress. Yeah. I see themes with y'all here. Like, I see the things that are bringing him joy, Harry, you know, your need to provide and to be self-sufficient. Lulu, things are organized and clean and in your world. You're a people person, liking to mess with other people. You know, that extrovert side of us. Mm-hmm. I think all of us are probably ambiverts. I probably lean more towards extrovert, but like just bringing joy to people also for me, making people happy. That's like the human experience. Like, I have this ability to meet total strangers and then be gifted their life stories almost pretty immediately.
Yeah.
Cashier at HEB.
Well, that was like, talking with strangers. You weren't here for that podcast.
Should have been. Should have been, though.
That is one of my superpowers, but that brings me joy to just sit and listen and just engage with people like that. Like, the human experience is a beautiful and sometimes very fucked up thing, but I see so much beauty in that every day gets me going. I'm privileged enough to have three beautiful humans I put into this world myself. So that helps. But I try to think about, like, before I had kids, what really motivated me to like continue being a good human and all my stuff is bringing people joy, making other people happy too.
That's very pure. I love that.
Thanks. But I also like to fuck with people too.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Right. I actually have a tie though into where you were just saying, like, one of my bullets is positive vibes with positive people, because, you know, we've had other podcasts. We just recently did divorcing people. but it's like, we've been around so many energy suckers, right?
Yeah.
Having positive people in your life is important.
Definitely.
It's everything.
Coco just kind of hit it on. This podcast itself is bringing up some general happiness in me that has been kind of missing lately. So it's nice to have. Also, your veggie garden brings me happiness for what it's worth. Yeah.
Well, and you, because you always share.
Well, you can just drive by. You live close. You just go in my backyard and look at it when I'm not at home.
I love that it brings you so much joy.
I'll know you came because I have cameras.
Can I come in and pour a cocktail?
Yeah, you can.
Great. This will be the best shopping since Whole Foods took out the beer bar.
Go make yourself a cocktail and walk around my backyard.
That's what friends are really for.
There we go. So hearing you guys come up with just general things that make life worth living is kind of how I describe this instead of what gets you going.
Yeah.
Like, I certainly love playing instruments, right? Like,
that's right.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't mention that earlier.
Because I'm sitting here thinking, like, what gets me out of bed? And it's strictly the desire to continue living at my level
of life.
And
your alarm clock.
That honestly is not what gets me out of bed. Miss Reed would tell you that.
No, but this is more about, like, what's bringing you joy?
I find that creativity makes me happy, but I can't draw anything above a stick figure. Doesn't matter who's teaching. Doesn't matter how much one-on-one time they give me. I do circle, that's neck, two arms, and legs, and that's it.
Creativity in a different way, but you make music.
So that's what I was getting at. My ability to be creative comes from playing. And I'm far from a good musician. Let me not oversell my experience, but yeah. It makes me happy.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's so cool. The other thing I didn't say, and you made reference to it, Lulu, with yours, is my dogs. My dogs and my cat. Oh, my goodness. Let me not forget my cat. That's not fair. But
my cat will kill you if you forget it.
My dogs, I take their little faces and I smush them together. They're so dang cute. They just literally, if Agent J is Johnny Grumpus, as he can be from time to time, more often than I would like, I go to the dogs and that really just like refills my cup.
They're the sunshine.
They are.
That's pretty awesome.
So sweet little faces.
You know, another thing that brought me joy, I had the sound machine and it
was
broke.
Was it the Miami sound machine?
No. Oh, okay. It broke and it used to have the frogs and crickets noise. And it was so peaceful because when I was stretching before I go to bed, I turn it on and then again, like my mind just goes blank and I can just black out. Well, it broke and I didn't want to pay because it was an expensive one. I didn't want to pay that because it only lasted a year. Why the fuck am I going to buy another one that may only last a year?
Yeah.
And I have not been able to find an app or anything that replicates.
Just get a Bluetooth speaker and pull up the YouTube video of frog sounds.
It's not the same, she said.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. We went to an island in the Caribbean called Guadalupe. And they had the best frogs. And I had a sound recording on my phone, no joke, for 10 years of these frogs. And then
I'm trying to replicate the frog.
And then I got a new phone and I lost the recording. I was heartbroken. But I'm with you on that. So you still haven't bought a new one?
I have another sound machine. It has 25 different sounds and none of them are fucking frogs and crickets.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Can you return it or is it too late?
No. I mean, it does bring me joy with like different waves.
I can see on your face.
And like black noise and trickling streams. Yeah.
But no frogs.
That's
no
right.
Crickets.
Sorry, I'm just lost at the irony of someone living that 8-track lifestyle where you're bragging about 25 different sounds when I'm holding a device in my hand that has unlimited everything to everything ever created.
It's true. Like but it's got to be the right thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be the right thing.
If one of 25 specific. On an item that you've had for however many, many months or years,
I think
has
it's sentimental
it's
now.
Out there.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll find a sound machine that has 50 sounds with some crickets. And I did look up apps, right? And I literally searched the crickets and frogs and still none of those apps had the same sound.
Have you tried just leaving your doors open for a day?
Oh gosh, we can't hear that shit
in
Houston.
Be really immersive.
Then you get traffic sirens and roaches.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can't have that.
The sweet sound of roaches.
Well, that's another thing that brings me joy. Dead roaches bring me joy.
Oh, really? Is that on your list? Was that
no, that just came up because, you know, in Houston, they're scary as fuck. Those wood roaches that fly around.
Their heads. And you can hear their wings flapping.
I know.
So big. What in the hell?
Oh, one got in the house one night and my husband woke up. He's like, hey, hey. And then it's flying around my fucking face and I'm screaming and I'm getting out of bed. God. He's like, I got it, honey. Like,
oh no. I almost just
that
ripped
man had
my,
the best
my
day
my
that
earphones
day.
Off and ran because I'm like, oh, that's it skews me out so bad.
Physically, I feel that.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
Do you guys also love when someone passes you, like speeding past you, and then they get pulled over right in front of you?
Oh, that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great feeling. Oh, that's a great
justice.
Day. Yeah. I think they call it like justice porn or
it's
instant
justice
karma.
Justice boner is what it gives you.
Yeah, yeah, you're damn right.
I have so many ideas for hashtags.
Hashtag justice boner.
You know, another thing that brings me joy too, I have been on a carnation kick. The flowers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about instant breakfast.
No. Carnations are cheap. They're like the flowers that nobody really wants. But if you really pay attention, there's so many different shades. And some of the ones that I have, they have like stripes in them.
Yeah,
and
they do.
They last like 3 weeks.
That's so funny. What about Peruvian lilies? Do you like
those? I'm allergic to lilies.
Oh, well, they are very cheap and much underappreciated, in my opinion, because they're the same way. They last forever and they're very beautiful flowers, but
they are pretty. Yeah.
I love learning that these little things bring you so much joy. So for me, that's another thing that brings me joy, is like watching other people do things that make them happy or talk about things that make them happy. Like a carnation is, you know, some people wouldn't consider like a flashy or even like an acceptable yeah. flower, but the fact that you're this, I wish everybody could see your face when you were discussing this, this cheap, terrible flower, because you just appreciate it. And I think that's beautiful.
And you know what was really awesome? We went to HEB today and my favorite nude blush pink carnation was there. Oh. It's not there regularly. And I was like, oh, this is a sign. We're having this podcast. I've got to buy the carnations.
That's cool.
That is very beautiful. Did you buy some?
Yeah, they're in the kitchen.
Yay!
So it's funny because one of the things that was on my list was arranging flowers.
Mm. Oh.
I love to arrange flowers.
Are there particular flowers?
No.
Just any flower.
I don't care
flower.
What they are. Yeah. I actually did the flowers for a friend's wedding.
Oh, that's
years ago.
Privilege.
Yeah, they're getting divorced now. It was not my fault. It had nothing to do with the flowers.
You did your best.
That's right. Yes. But I love to arrange flowers.
Can you imagine over cocktails? She's like, we had so many arguments over those goddamn tulips.
I can't believe those flowers. Damn it.
It was that moment I knew this was never going to work.
I like to bake. I bake and gift things.
What do you bake?
I bake little mini cakes, like loaf cakes and breads, like pound cakes and like carrot cake, things like that.
Oh.
If I have, and I make jams.
Yeah, I remember jams.
Yeah.
I'm not a big jam person, but I like your jars.
What kind of jam?
So basically, if you buy any fruit and it starts to go a little bad. It's not bad yet, but it's like soft. It's not acceptable to eat.
Yeah.
And you could make a jam. You're adding sugar. And
I mean, I can't, but you can.
I will. Bring me your old fruit. I will turn it into a beautiful jam for you. It's delicious.
How about if I just give you like $10 instead and you can just give me a jar of jam?
I got you. But I like making like printing stickers and like making little jars of things and gifting people food. I like, that's one of my love languages is like cooking for people. Like I'm putting all my best intentions into this tortilla. I'm making it with my two little brown hands and you're going to eat it and love it. And that gives me a lady boner.
You just brought another thought up for me. I love
human porn.
Red crunchy grapes when it's at that prime time.
Do you ever freeze them?
No, I can't.
That's my favorite.
It hurts my teeth.
You call it crunch. It's a crunchy grape. It's a, like pop when you bust it with your teeth right away. Oh God, it's so good.
I love red grapes.
Satisfying.
I do too. The crop hasn't been good the past few months.
Am I the only team green grape person here?
I will eat green, but I prefer red.
Yeah. And there are few things in life that I love more in the summer than a frozen red grape.
Mm.
Try a frozen
there.
Green
have
grape.
A healthy little treat.
Yeah,
Red grape, but at least nine times better.
Really? Yeah. This is so weird. And I don't, now that I'm thinking about this, I have no idea why, but I've literally never frozen green grapes.
They're a little bit more sour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that little like punch. Year. And to be fair, I don't know where my disdain for red grapes come from outside of the fact that
bullshit.
I just really like green grapes.
Yeah.
So I feel the same way about apples too. Fuck a Washington red.
Oh, envy
what
apples
about a
are so
Cosmic cold. Crispier.
Oh, yes.
Team
Cosmic. Yes. I'm with you.
Yeah. Envy.
Cosmic Crisp
with
is fantastic.
Peanut like butter.
But it's nothing
jazz.
Compared to a Granny Smith.
Yeah. So no. Good. Oh, no. You're off base, Harry Reid. Take it back.
Well, when you're ready to get on my level, you let me know.
We're going to have some problems over fruit here, aren't we?
Apparently so.
Who's going to close out on this one?
Oh, fuck apples.
Okay, we got to end on some type of positivity.
This whole thing has been overwhelmingly positive. I love it.
I feel like I know you guys so much better. Thank you for sharing.
That was
We're
fun.
Now in the tree of trust.
We always have been.
Can we hug it out, Lulu?
Okay. So yeah, we're going to end on virtual hugs.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Deal. Bye.
Bye.